Good morning, guys. It's Neon Nico. Holy crap. It's been a while. Please excuse my cat. She is in my lap. Bao is her name, and she always wants treats. Okay. So, Happy New Year, guys. I know it's already late January, but... Oh, all the purrs. All the purrs. Okay. Let's start with questions. What is my favorite form of potato? I would say fries or garlic mashed potatoes. That sound really good right now. By the way, it is morning for me. It's like 7:30 on a Monday, but it's my day off. So excuse the morning voice. I apologize. Next question. Do you have a memory that always brings you a smile or a laugh when you remember it? If so, what is it? I think a more recent memory would be not this past New Year's, but the New Year's before, where we would, so my in-laws, my father-in-law loves really, like, not stupid humor, but, like, I would say British humor is his jam. So, we watched Monty Python for New Year's last year. And he doesn't, like, get to the point of laughing till crying very often. So that was a good memory. Congratulations, a year, that's like 365 days. Wow, much wow. Alright, question one regarding your work here with audios. If you could have everything given to do one perfect mic, setting, room, even magically the voice change, what kind of audio would you like to do? Epic fantasy saga, immersive sci-fi trip, spooky and haunting one. Please excuse my chair, cat. What are you doing? Can you please sit? What are you doing? There you go. No need to overthink, too. Thanks. Because you know I will. It could simply be any particular kind of audio you want to do. I think regarding audios, the things that I wish I could have would just be like someone to do the editing and adding sound effects and stuff. But at the same time, I would get really picky. But, like, as far as, like, the technical side of things, as far as, like, audio cleanup and taking out all the messed up lines and, adding sound effects, things like that, and then, like, playing around with the timing. But, like, that's why I am so picky with my audios. Because I overthink things. Anyways, question two. Regarding your daily life, is there a habit that you have lost with time and would like to regain? Working out, I think would be one of them, but at the moment, I am lazy. And the last gym I went to, there was a lot of drama involved. involved, so it's been tough to get back into finding another place. And I don't know gym etiquette at all, like, for, like, the bigger gyms. Like, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to wear? How are you supposed to interact with people? Because I think socialness is another thing that's stopping me. But at the same time, nothing's really stopping me from working out at home except myself. So, there's that. regarding you as a person, is there something you would like to improve within you for this year? Having less fear of something, losing frustration to something, accepting something about you that you're not so happy with. This year is going to be interesting for sure. We have a few upcoming things that are very life-changing, but, I think something that I would like to improve would just be to be more flexible emotionally. Not that I necessarily like to plan things out details-wise, but if something, like, truly unexpected comes out, I anticipate myself getting really caught up emotionally with it, and I would like not to do that because it gets in the way of stuff moving forward, right? Yeah. Cat, you're just full of purge this morning. Excuse me. Let's drink water while we're at it. Next question. How did you first discover the audio community? So I think I've briefly told this before, but long story short, I was on YouTube and I found basically a Japanese erotic audio that was with subtitles, and it was like, oh, this is kind of cool. It's just like a boyfriend type of experience, but then it got like really, really, really steamy. Like, yeah, really. And then that kind of led me to English erotic audios on SoundCloud. And then I kept hearing verification posts for GWA, and I'm like, what's GWA? Oh, wait, what's Reddit? How do I navigate? So, yeah, Reddit was new for me, and I use it exclusively for GWA and stuff like that. I don't tend to browse Reddit for anything else. So yeah, that's how that came about. What's wrong, Cat? There's nothing over there. What are you looking at? Does your cat ever do that sometimes? Just like perk up and just stare at a corner or something? You're fine. It's okay. And now we're back to purring. Okay. How long were you a lurker / listener before you decided to start recording and posting? Way back when. Because it's almost been a year. Yeah. It's almost been a year. I would post these podcast-y things. You can still find them. They're really bad. And I stopped doing them. I stopped doing the podcasts because I just ran out of things to talk about. But it was very therapeutic for me because I got a lot of stuff off my chest and got the I was comfortable enough in front of the mic by then to start recording. But I think posting scripts first led to recording, because with the scripts that I write, not to say that I have a particular tone of voice in mind, but like the more I wrote, the more specific it got. So I just started recording. But the question was, how long were you a lurker slash listener? I would say maybe a month or two. It would have been longer, but I think being unemployed and finding something to do helped. next question, do you regularly listen to audio posted by others? What about audiobooks, favorite genres in each? I actually don't listen to audiobooks because I find that I read faster than I listen. Yeah. But yes, I do somewhat regularly listen to audios. Yes, that was the question. Goodbye, cat. What languages do you speak and or read besides English? None. I am partially knowledgeable in Cantonese, but English is my fluent and main language. I'd say my understanding of Cantonese is very, very limited. I can't speak full sentences. I can't read at all. But listening, I would say I understand maybe at an elementary school level. Like very, very early elementary school level. There's a lot of repeating what has just been said to answer a question in either the positive or a negative. But yeah. next question. Does anyone else know of your GWA career? Yes. In real life, there's my husband, who of course knows. And then 1, 2, 3 other people in real life, I think. Yeah, 3 other people, including, and my husband, so 4 other people in real life that know about GWA. One of them knows of GWA, and I've shown him my username, but the others, it's just like, oh, I just post whatever on somewhere. but yeah, I do have real life friends that I would trust. My husband and I are very open for discussion for especially topics on JWA. And then that other friend I mentioned also. Yeah. Favorite things to do to wind down? Cuddle with the cat, I guess, if she's up for it. Like, we can both fall asleep on the couch. But other than that, just watch YouTube, I guess. If we're talking about soundtracks that would help me sleep for sure, it would be Austin Wintory's soundtrack to the game Journey. That gets me every time. Do you have any special recording room or setup to eliminate background noises and echo? The room I'm in, if it didn't have anything in it, would be very echoey, but we do have carpet, and my desk is wedged in the corner where I have, like, two corner windows right in front of me and beside me, so I tend to always draw the curtains to help with the sound for that. Other than that, it's just an office room. The closet doors behind me tend to bounce off sound a lot, but we have a few things in front of it now. I think that's about it. Other than that, my mic has a foam thing on it. I don't know what you call it. But I use a Blue Yeti mic, and wow, I can't talk. it's on stereo right now, so you get a bit of surround soundness. You're also quite a prolific scriptwriter. What do you see yourself more of, a voice or a writer, or one of those dangerously talented freaks that can do it all? I would say at first I was a writer, and then a voice, and then now I'm not really sure. I feel like I'm taking a step back from everything. Because I haven't written in a really long time, but then I also haven't recorded anything in a really long time. it wavers depending on how I'm feeling and also the availability of recording time. Because sometimes with recording, my cat likes to interrupt a lot. It's just like, it just ruins the mood, you know? Hope everything's going well. Everything is going well. I am fine. It's just a matter of motivation and taking a step back from the internets. Because that's a thing. Next question. What's one piece of media, music, film, literature, anything, that you remember moving you and having an impact on you at a young age? Tell us about another year crawl from in recent memory having a similar kind of impact. Are there some parallels in those pieces that show you're not so different from the Neko you were, or the differences that show you to be wildly different, to be a wildly different Neko Nyal in taste or other ways? From childhood, I would say music, film, like The Sound of Music, musical, film, Sound of Music, Singing in the Rain, White Christmas, The King and I, those ones, definitely nostalgic. And, like, no one writes music like that anymore, you know? And the actors and songwriters, and there's so much talent, honestly. Singing in the Rain in particular as a kid was just very entertaining and very fun, both visually but also musically entertaining, and I think learning music as a kid has impacted my appreciation for music now. Recent memory. I wouldn't say too recent, but along the lines of music, My sister and I, a number of years ago, went to see Wicked. And also Beauty and the Beast before the live action movie came out. But those were interesting. Yeah. are there some parallels in those pieces? I guess they're both like performancey and musically, but I wouldn't say I'm a huge musical buff. I think I'm just a fan of good music in the sense of composition, where it's not just three notes repeated for the entire thing, you know? Next question. Your works on GWA as a whole exhibit a strong through line of, wow, big words for the morning, of emotionality, ? A sense of humor and a sense of reality, even in the more abstract and fantasy pieces. Do you consciously aim to build these characters and settings around being relatable and real, even whilst they're flying through space or taking us traipsing through fantasy or historical realms? Or do you find it more of an innate quality of your creative work, informed more by your experiences and desires than a design choice? As far as performing and or improv. Welcome back, Kat. I think regardless of the setting, I think of the character as a person and how they would react emotionally through the circumstances that are thrown at them. Granted, like, character building and world building are on par with each other as far as creating them, but as far as performing a character, I think it, like, you have to be well-developed as a person to have a good character. I don't mean that from a performance point of view, but, like, your character has to be a person, right? And it has to, they have to react realistically to what's thrown at them. I've already said that. Good morning, everyone. Let's try that again. I don't consciously try to make them relatable, but I think it comes down to the ability to empathize with people and therefore empathize with your character that you're trying to play. And also trying to write as well, like, yeah, I think it does come down to the ability to empathize with the general populace. 'Cause then you understand human behavior and reactions a bit more, and then you can apply that to whatever you're creating. Anyways. yeah. That was the last question. I just want to say thank you to everyone. There are now 500 of you following me, and I don't know how that happened, but thank you from the bottom of my heart. it's been a year. It's been an interesting year. I've met quite a few people, and I can't thank you enough for broadening my worldview in a big or small way. There have been plenty of conversations that I will treasure for the rest of my life, and just knowing that there's a community out there that not only is comfortable talking about kinks and erotic topics, but also about anything else in life. Like, if as a community we're already fine with talking about taboo things, everything else can be talked about as well in an equally respective and honest setting. And I really do appreciate that. But yeah, I'm not too sure what the future holds. I do have a few audios that I have yet to edit, hence having an editing team would be awesome, but I would get too picky again. And as far as writing goes, we'll see how that goes. But yeah, thank you for your patience, and I wish you all a good day, a good evening, a good week, a good weekend, and yeah, I'll see you around.